Late last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order which instructed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon to start the process of eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. President Trump says the federal office has it improve student outcomes. Virginia Tech education expert Donna Fortune says she was confused when she first read the president's executive order.
Because he's like giving the power back to the states. The states have already had the power. We've already made our own SOLs. We do our own assessments. The government is help support, including, you know, making sure that we implement and follow the rules for Individuals with Disabilities Act, Education Act, and, you know, helping with the Title I funding and making sure that all students are represented.
Fortune says if Congress does vote to eliminate the DOE, she hopes there will be policies in place that ensure marginalized students have a chance at a good education and that school districts in the Commonwealth receive funding to help things run smoothly.
We need to have people who know what the education system's about, who understand the language, who understands the process of education to help make these decisions and determinations to make sure that everybody is getting the free and appropriate education that they deserve.
And Fortune says elimination of the DOE would not impact curriculum since it is already being handled at the state level. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.